Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. Unlike Memorial Day, Veterans Day tributes are to everybody who served during a war or peacetime. For instance, Caleb and Hillary, did you know 16.1 million living veterans served during at least one war? Of the 16 wow. million Americans who served during World War II, nearly 558,000 are still alive, many taking those honor flights. And 2 million veterans are women, and we caught up with one of them, Christy Paulson. She served 6 years in the National Guard, 5 years on active duty, including 2 years in Iraq. We asked her what comes to mind when she reflects on that.
I think that the military was really good for me. It gave me a different perspective of the world. It helped me to become a better person, to see things in a different light. I think people who haven't served view world events from the news point of view as opposed to from the actual happening point of view. And so it has given me a different perspective on life in general, things that happen around the world, things that happen within the community, and just helps me to look at things in a much different point of view.
Christy there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the recognition of Veterans Day started on Friday at some schools. Yesterday was the traditional Veterans Day, continuing mm-hmm. today. I think your daughter at her school.
They're participating in a Veterans Day program. And you know what? If you can't get out and about to those Veterans Day programs, I know a lot of places live stream them. So check out some websites and Facebook pages, and I'm sure you can see them. If you would like to give a shout out to one of your veterans, a friend, family, loved one, however, please leave us a voicemail or send us a text on our listener line, 715-396-1670. That's 396-1670. We would love to give those Veterans Day shout outs on the air for you this morning.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, we so appreciate your service on our sister station, FM 103.1, AM 680 and WOGO.com. Hugh Hewitt taking the full hour, as he does every year with Veterans Day, to honor those with the Semper Fi Fund that raise money to help injured Marines in particular. We spoke with veteran Christy Paulson of the area. She served, for a number of years, but both the National Guard, active duty. She was in Iraq 2006 and 2007, and she told us about it.
I was in Iraq. I didn't actually serve in combat as people would think about it. We got bombed a lot, and I had to pull security for 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But I was never, outside the wire, as it's called.
But you have suffered the loss of soldiers you served alongside.
Yes, I lost my best friend in Iraq, and we also lost four other people from our unit, and our brigade, three soldiers had gone missing in 2007, and those three soldiers were from our brigade. We spent a lot of time looking for them, and we ended up finding them, but not alive. We had a lot of losses in our battalion and our brigade.
How did you lose your best friend?
He was a medic with the engineers, and they went out to find IEDs, and he was put in the first vehicle, and the first vehicle got blown up, and he and two other people lost their life in that vehicle, and then one other person, he lived, but with some fairly significant damage.
So it gives you a feel, a flavor in terms of the sacrifice.
Just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we are reaching out this morning because we would love to give your shout outs from our listener line. Give us a call on our listener line, 715-396-1670. Leave us a voicemail, shoot us a text. We would love to get those on the air for you.
We'd love to be able to honor those. And again, I mentioned in my church yesterday how I was able to call two grandpas and thank them for their service last year, and this year I could only call one.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't neglect that opportunity. You don't know, especially for a generation like mine, we don't realize the price that was paid sometimes for what we take for granted every day.
21 degrees, and we're asking folks to call on this Veterans Day extended Monday, the 12th of November, with their veterans tributes, and we've got one right here on the WIB listener line at 396-1670.
Hello, this is Tammy Olson. I wanted to honor my son, Mark Olson, who served in the U.S. Navy a few years back on the U.S. Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier. Was on that ship for about 2 years out of the four. And I also like to just acknowledge my two other children who are currently serving. Madeline Olson Quinn is in the Air Force. She will be serving in Alaska here shortly on her fifth year. And youngest son, Mitch, is also in the Navy currently and is serving in California. Thank you so much.
That's how it's done.
I'm loving it.
And a whole family of dedication. Wow, that's incredible. And we'd love to have you continue those shout-outs by text or a voicemail is great so we can hear it in your voice, 396-1670.
Hi, I want to give a huge shout-out to all of our military personnel. They give the ultimate sacrifice when they agree to join our military services. They are our human shield between the enemy and saving our lives and our children's lives. Especially want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Amanda Nicole. She fought abroad. She was in Iraq. She left home the fresh age of 18 and was so excited to join the military. Did a wonderful job over there, made so many friends who she also called family to come home and fight for almost 3 years of colon cancer and ultimately lost her life last August. I would love to be able to hold my child again and tell her thank you for her service and the sacrifices that she made. But I have made so many friends with her battle buddies and anybody who has supported her. If you see a veteran today, please say thank you. They love to hear that. It brings a smile to their faces, and they appreciate knowing that you appreciate them also. And to all our veterans, thank you. Thank you so much. They've lost their limbs. They've lost their lives. They've come home and fought PTSD. And we could never, those of us driving to work today, enjoying our children every day, we could never thank those people who have sacrificed ultimately for us. Thank you, and happy Veterans Day.
Cindy and Eau Claire right there on our listener line. Thank you so much, Cindy. So well said. 396-1670 for others who want to chime in. 396-1670.
Hey, it's Veterans Day, and we have had a couple of voicemails that we've played, but we have a text we wanted to share with you as well, right?
That's right. From our own Dave Stasek, right?
Right. He says, salute to my brother, Ron, who has career nearly 30 years in the U.S. Army, multiple stints in Vietnam, two-time Purple Heart recipient. He's proud of the USA and has stated many times he's thankful to have had the opportunity to serve and would encourage others to serve his country in the armed forces. Thanks, Ron, and all who are and have served. Veterans Day, friends.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And again, we would love to have you honor the veterans in your life at 715-396-1670. You can shoot us a text, as Dave did, or we'd love to have it in your voice if you're willing to leave us a voicemail on that same line, 396-1670. So it's kind of a sad day for me because the man that I look up to more than any other man in the NFL is calling it a career, according to multiple reports. Jordy Nelson is hanging up the cleats for the final time. And as if it wasn't enough of a wound for the Packers to let him go and for him to go to Oakland now, I guess he's retiring early. But we'll always have those clips we can play of it's Wisconsin in the fall and it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Jordy, you are beautiful. I miss you.
Is this really, I mean, we've spent the morning like trying to really confirm. So is there still hope or is this like...
Well, he's playing for the Raiders anyhow.
Yeah, they're kind of a dumpster fire, and I guess he had an injury. And so I heard from multiple sources, but again, I haven't seen like the top flight sources confirm this yet, but it seems like he might be calling it a career. But I will still keep the life-size cutout that Mark gave me of Jordy in my office.
Nice.
So anyway, a little breaking news there.
All right. For a second, I thought he was talking about me, the guy he admired most, but it wasn't. Okay, the NFL part definitely disqualified me. Veterans Day continued from yesterday. Thank you so much to those who've called our text line. You can still do that, the listener line at 715-396-1670. But we've been hearing from Christy Paulson this morning. She served over a number of years in both the National Guard, 5 years active duty in Iraq, 2006-2007. And I wrapped up my conversation with her by asking, how would you encourage people to fully... participate in Veterans Day when it comes to recognizing those who've served?
That's really hard for me to answer, because I know that people are grateful for our service, and they say thank you a lot, but it's a job for us. You know, I mean, it was what we signed up for. We knew that what we were getting into. I mean, there are people who do just as dangerous jobs without joining the military, like police officers and firefighters, and that also deserve our thanks. I guess the best way I can think of for people to honor those of us who have served is to, I guess, find out ways to help. I mean, there's a lot of homeless veterans. 22 veterans a day kill themselves due to PTSD and stuff like that. And yes, it's nice to hear thank you for your service, but actions speak a lot louder than words. And so helping out with the charities and different, I know that there's an organization called Dysfunctional Veterans that is trying to get 1,000 homeless kits for veterans that they are going to go and travel around the United States and give to homeless veterans. And so saying thank you is great, and I know that not everybody can give, but just thinking about how you can help and how you can help. I mean, because no veteran should be homeless, and losing 22 veterans a day to suicide is not okay. And so thinking about ways that you can give back in that, in those areas, to really thank the veterans.
Wow, impactful.
And again, you're hearing it from a veteran there too. And I just something that she brought out there, I wanted to share an opportunity locally here. When Christy mentions homeless veterans, there is an organization in Withy called the Hands Foundation, and they partner every single year with Chippewa Falls High School football to provide not only monetary donations, but also warm clothing, warm winter clothing for these homeless veterans. And head coach Chuck Rakovich is so passionate about this. And he says homeless veterans, he's like, those two words should never, ever be put together in our country. And yet it's a reality. And when I was at that Chi High Football Awards banquet, a representative from the Hands Foundation was there telling people about, he said, when we go and hand these out, many of them in the Twin Cities where many homeless veterans are, he said, they know Chi High football because they know you care about them.
Aww.
And he said, they know Chippewa Falls. And so just a small corner here, and what would it be like if we had more teams, if we had more schools, more communities joining with the Hands Foundation, other worthy organizations who are supporting our veterans? Again, actions speak loudly.
I'm at their website right now, handsfoundation.com, and right on top, latest news, Chi High Cardinals 5th annual Veterans Night. So exactly what you're talking about.
Indeed.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.